How do you like them acres?
Hello, and this is the Multimedia Men podcast number 13. And what you just heard was us practicing our one-liners, because that's our top three today.
Pretty sure Arnold episode. Will be on all of our damn lists.
Yeah. Arnold is on all of our lists. It should of course. Have been Arnold.
He's my number one.
But yeah, as usual, welcome. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gadi Elkan.
What's up?
Andrew Conway.
Hello there.
And Adam Conway. Hey. He's awake! Woo! Woo!
It's not noon. It's impressive.
And it's our 13th podcast.
Spooky. Three. 1, 2, 3.
And this is November 1st. Halloween happened last night. Did everybody have a good Halloween?
Well, we saw the remnants of your party out the freaking...
I didn't get enough candy.
Well, there's enough candy here.
It was great, man.
What did y'all dress up as?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Of course.
Adam.
Quality.
Barf.
From
Spaceballs.
We just had a little argument about it.
Gotti's never seen Spaceballs.
Last night I saw a Hall & Oates cover band dressed as the cast of Street Fighter, which was pretty badass.
That's pretty awesome. They play Maneater.
Of course, that's what they ended with.
That's pretty cool.
They played it twice.
I did see like the mayor and all the little city people dressed up as the village people, which I thought was ironic.
That's pretty cool. They do that. Bands.
What was your costume, Gotti?
I didn't dress up in one damn bit.
Of course not.
No, I gave out candy.
I gave out candy, but I had
you did.
I had a Kratos mask from God of War.
Oh, that's spooky.
It was all right.
It was all right.
It was all right. But as usual, we do our top three every week. Our top three. And this week, we're doing top three action movie one-liners.
Uh-oh.
And if you heard when we first started this, Andrew was doing his best Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. I don't know if it was Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone combined, but it was there. It was there. So, top action movie one-liners. I'm going to pass it over to Adam Conway.
Boom. Oh, yeah. So many Arnold Schwarzenegger one-liners, it's really hard to decide for my number three.
At least two.
I decided to go with everything he said as Mr. Freeze.
Can you name one of them?
Allow me to break the ice.
From Batman and Robin.
Yes.
Which is the best Batman movie?
Batman.
Is it better than
It's better than the third one.
No, it's not.
That's it.
Cool.
Just on the record, Gadi Elkan of GadiElkan.com thinks Batman and Robin is better than The Dark Knight Rises.
True statement.
I'm going to put this down. He likes the nipples on the costumes, right?
Is that best part. Best part of the movie. George Clooney. And Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Keep going, though. I want to hear what other crap you have.
Well, number two, as probably on a lot of people's lists, is Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. From Die Hard.
Who says that?
Oh.
That is Mr. John McClane.
That's right.
Bruce Willis.
Yes.
He says it. Well, technically, he doesn't say it in the fourth one. They kind of cut it
they
out.
They cut out
PG 13. It's pretty stupid.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Oh.
But yes, I'm sure that's going to be on a couple of these lists. And number one for me is from They Live.
Ooh.
Mr. Rowdy Rowdy Piper.
The bubblegum?
I'm here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
It is
and
pretty
I'm all
awesome.
Out of bubblegum. So, yes.
Nice.
And Gadi hasn't seen that movie either, so.
Oh, I've seen that movie.
We watched it together.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty good. I love that movie. Andrew.
Oh, man. Well, Adam had a few that were on my list, so let's see what else we got here.
You can say the same ones.
It's okay.
One of our favorite movie franchises that we talk about a lot is Lethal Weapon, so I'll throw that one out there for sure, you know.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Not, hey, Riggs! Hey, Riggs! Hey, Riggs!
I don't know if that's actually a movie line, but it's definitely something you remember from the movie. But
they made a YouTube video on him just saying that from all the movies.
What's the line he says whenever he kills the... diplomatic immunity.
Oh, when Riggs is gunshot and Murtaugh points his gun at the South African diplomat, and the diplomat goes, "Diplomatic immunity," and he shoots and he goes, "It's just been revoked." then they have sex on the ground while he's dying.
And then a saxophone play in the background.
Yes, it absolutely happens.
Don't disrespect Shane Black like this.
I love that Shane Black.
That was kind of my runner-up. Then I have Jurassic Park. And all my lines are pretty short, but this, you know, the Muldoon in the forest, thinking he outwitted the Velociraptors, but he didn't.
Clever girl.
Great line. Like, it's definitely one you remember, besides Dennis Nedry's crazy stuff. But, yeah.
I thought you were going to say, what's his face?
Yeah,
with,
Malcolm.
That, when he falls into the mud, I laugh so hard every time. Such a good scene.
I love the lawyer on the toilet.
And then, well, he fixes his hair before he looks up.
Gotta die in style. Jurassic Park quality.
Yeah, then the next one, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones fame. Line that everyone remembers. You know, the...
I don't remember it.
Forgot it, but...
What is it? Temple of Doom?
No, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
I hate snocks. I hate snocks.
What's a snock?
What was it? The pilot was named Jacques, right?
He's like, I hate snakes. I hate them.
That's the famous glass shot where you can see there's glass.
Yeah, especially the re-release.
Do you remember the name of the snake?
It's still on there.
It's still there.
It's Reggie.
I think it's become such a joke that they keep it in there because why not?
That was one thing with that the re-release of that. It was the stock B-roll in that movie was so bad.
I love the episode of Big Bang Theory where they basically said Indiana Jones, if he wasn't in the movie, everything would still take place the same way.
Yeah. And then, of course, my number one has to be an Arnold Schwarzenegger. And it's so hard to choose because he's got so many classic lines.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. I decided to go with Total Recall.
Oh, sweet. Oh, really?
Nice.
Consider this a divorce.
It's so good.
It's a damn fine fight scene. She's a great ass.
Oh, no, yeah. Man. Total Recall, the original, was... Badass. Yes. Like Melina.
I wish the remake was as good as it, but it just didn't hold up.
But yeah. Three tits.
But there's
Baby,
so many.
You made me wish I had three hands.
I forgot to mention one of my favorite non-Arnold Schwarzenegger quotes from Predator is Jesse Ventura. I ain't got time to bleed.
I don't have that for mine, but it's sort of similar.
Yeah,
but yes. We'll get there.
But I figured, you know, people might overlook the classic Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger, so I went with that instead of one of the lines everyone knows.
That's a good one.
Let's get to the chopper.
Everyone does that.
But Consider a Divorce is pretty awesome.
Consider this.
Great
good,
fight
good
scene.
List.
Great fight scene.
What do you got, Gotti?
Gotti. Top three action.
I have an honorable mention that's... just because I like it. It's The Rock. It's not the greatest of
Dwayne
films.
Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock? Oh. No. Sean Connery and Nick Cage. Rock. Let's get it straight.
We can do Nick Cage one-liners too. So.
But it's Connery's great line of "Losers always whine about their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen."
We need to say,
"I married the prom queen."
And there's the retort.
You're the man now, dog.
You're the man now.
So that's why it's honorable mention. It's not top three.
His name was
I went a little bit kind of crazy just because the scene is so wheels off for my number three. But say hello to my little friend.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's an iconic line, too.
What movie is that from, Gotti?
Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Two.
It's in
Search for More Money.
Mafia, the movie.
It was. Jay Moore said it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the one from Mafia or the one from Scarface?
No, the one from Scarface.
Thanks for clarifying.
The one from Mafia was a lot better.
I don't think so.
Another quaalude, and she loved me in the morning.
There's a lot of great lines. The pelican line.
Pelicans fly.
It's not fucking pelicans.
I actually haven't seen that movie all the way through.
It's really long. It's good.
You just don't like laughing people. It's okay. Hater.
Hey.
He hates Al Pacino.
That's what it is.
Hate quality, then. So number two, I went with just because it's the coldest killing sequence ever. And it's
Dark Knight Rises.
One man just going ape shit on a town that should not have fucked with him. From Unforgiven. You better bury Ned Wright! Don't you be cutting up any more of them whores. I'll come back and I'll kill all you sons of bitches.
I don't know if that's a one liner. That's
like, fuck it, it's all throughout the movie. He's writing an award.
It was definitely a run-on sentence, but we'll allow it.
It's Clint Eastwood. Let him have it. And I know everyone, Dirty Harry, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. You feel lucky. But Unforgiven is the coldest sequence. He goes in there and shoots up an entire bar ready to go. And then drops that shit to the entire town. Like, I'll come back.
I thought you were going to do something from like one of like Nothing But Loose or something like that.
Every Which Way But Loose?
Every Which Way But Loose.
No. I went cold.
And then the writer tank said,
I think it's cool, but two big gun sequences, killings, quality. The third one, I went Arnold, but I wanted to do Arnold that is memorable, but not enough people say it. It's from Conan 1.
So it's not from Junior?
It's not Junior.
Get it out of my belly.
My nipples are sensitive.
That should be all our list. No, it's Conan sitting there with his old man. He goes, what is best in life? Connor replies with, you crush the enemies, and then to drive down the men, and then to hear the lamentations of the women. He fucks up the name, Lamentations. Greatest fucking sequence ever. He's just sitting there with his sword.
What's wrong?
And then they talk about Crom and shit like that. Conan.
Someone's underrated eating my birthday cake. It's not me.
That's right. The four winds.
Oh, man.
You're fired.
We should just talk about Arnold next time.
I know. Just it'd be awesome to have him on the show.
Best resignation.
Well,
the cold line was genius.
What do you got, Brian? I'm sure you got a.
I went different route with this because I couldn't stop myself. As you know, action movies, some of the best action movies were in the 80s, but also they're the most homoerotic movies ever made.
Police Squad is what you're saying.
Yes. So I went with the most homoerotic lines from 80s action movies, and I'll give them reasons why.
Too specific.
My runners up are from the movie Over the Top.
Of course.
The Sylvester Stallone arm wrestling movie. Which basically is just
can
a bunch
you remake
of,
that? Is that a movie you can actually remake?
Hell
today?
Yes, you can remake that.
I would. Oh man. I mean,
I
arm
know.
Wrestling's not in right now, but it could be.
I'm sure we could buy the remake rights for like
Brian still has that on LaserDisc.
I do have the soundtrack on vinyl.
That could be our first
top.
Production of multimedia. Man.
I liked Over the Top.
But Over the Top, it literally is a bunch of sweaty.
It can be taken several different ways.
Bunch of sweaty, beefed up. Yeah, exactly.
Hey!
Over the Top, man. That is the title alone, but it's also a bunch about a sweaty, beefed up truck driver's arm wrestling in random locations.
Very random ass locations.
And
weird.
Sylvester Stallone's character, his son, is
a
named.
Truck stop.
His son is named Michael Hawk. Now, if you say Mike Hawk. That, and so he constantly gets his kid to sleep in the truck with him. And he says,
wow,
lots of truckers do it. Let's spend the night in the truck, son. Great line. Lots of truckers do it. Says it to his kid. Great line.
I think we take it several different ways.
What's that on the wall?
It's ruining this film.
What's
the runner-up?
Ruined.
What's that on the wall, Dad?
Ruined.
It's just a hole.
That's the runner-up.
Oh, my God.
My second one is from an Arnold movie, but it's not Arnold who says it.
How dare you?
It's from Predator, and the guy says, if it bleeds, we can kill it. Which is all about, you know, menstrual cycles, I think.
Women.
If it bleeds,
sense.
We kill it. They don't want women.
How is that homoerotic, though?
Because they're saying we don't want women. They want to be with the dudes. Sweaty, greasy
there is
guys
the line
in the jungle.
When he's on
that
the...
makes...
So what's his face? The Indian guy, and he's cutting. Come and get it, or whatever.
So the predator is an allegory for the period.
Yes, it is. It totally is. And not to mention that first scene.
Aliens are involved, though, with periods.
But not to mention the first scene where Carl Weathers and Arnold Schwarzenegger see each other for the first time, and they really have
manly
sex with each
respect.
Other. They have sex. They literally grab each other, and they don't let go, and they look deep into each other's eyes. And, and Arnold says, what's the matter? You're pushing too many pencils? And pencils and knives back then were a metaphor for dicks. It's all about it.
Oh. You should write a book, Brian.
Wow. This is serious.
All right.
We haven't even gotten to the top three.
No, that's number three. Oh. Number three.
What is happening here?
So, my number two is Commando.
Of course.
And it's a very long line. But to give you a sec, Arnold Schwarzenegger's name in the movie is Matrix.
That's right.
The bad guy in the movie is named Bennett. And if you remember Bennett from Commando, Commando's an awesome movie, but it's very homoerotic. If you remember the bad guy, Bennett, he has a handlebar mustache, fingerless gloves, a chainmail vest, and leather pants, and a big belt buckle.
A big old pencil.
It changed. It was a revolution. So,
I don't know if I like where this is heading.
During the movie, when they're having their scene, Bennett and Matrix.
Sex scene?
It is a sex scene.
What kind of action movie
is it? It reminds you, knives were cocks back then.
Okay. You heard it here first.
Please respond.
He says, Matrix, Arnold Schwarzenegger says, you can beat me. You want to put a knife in me, look into my eyes, see what's going on there in there while you turn it. That's why you want to do it to it. That's why you want to do it to me, right? Come on, let the girl go. You and me. Don't let yourself kill this girl. Come on, Bennett, let's party. As he wants to stick the knife in him, and then Bennett says, I don't need the girl. Leaving the girl alone to get with Arnold. That's great.
That's by definition not a one-liner. But
it's pretty much a one-liner. I don't need the girl. And my number one is from the most homoerotic movie of all time. Top Gun.
Danger Zone.
Two lines. He's on my tail, coming hard. And you can ride my tail anytime. Number one.
Put that cookie down.
That movie is all about how Tom Cruise wants to hook up with Goose. Nothing more.
Or the Gander.
Who's the Iceman then? The guy that rapes them both.
He likes to watch.
It happens. I mean, the volleyball scene, but there's not a whole lot of good volleyball scene one-liners in that movie. But they are playing volleyball to the song, Playing with the Boys, so.
We've learned a lot about Brian today. Seriously.
You can't have a good volleyball scene if they're wearing those types of shorts.
They do have a volleyball scene in Lethal Weapon 6. We'll talk about that later.
That's true. And overall, Bruce Campbell saying groovy in Army of Darkness. I have to put that
in there. Put that cookie down.
So that is our top three action movie one-liners. We most likely missed out on a lot. But please let us know your favorite action movie one-liners, and let me know if any of them are homoerotic.
And is Junior a action movie? Just asking.
For
let me know.
Action sequences.
He has to push hard to.
Can't believe you said that.
Wow. Those are our top three action movie one-liners, guys. Homoerotic.
Thanks.